Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, but you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 gazillion years from now, but right now, right? So you can have all that freedom you want. And hey, it's not just about that, but just like my shirt says, why not have it all, right? You know, it's all about having it all, not just blessing your own life, but being a rippler in the lives of others. So you have that ability to bless their lives too. And guys, I'm so proud to be a person that allows to have my ripple effect go through you. Thank you so much for allowing me to serve you. Thank you so much for listening and joining in and binging and sharing with other people. And you guys, it's just been awesome. I love watching the impact and influence of these numbers grow bigger and bigger. And thank you for those of you reaching out to me saying, hey, Chris, the new year, I think you are the guy to help me hit these goals. So I appreciate you guys reaching out. Again, if you always have questions, you can always shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. You know, if you have any questions about your situation, and heck, even if you got podcasts, you said, Chris, I would love to hear more about this. Shoot me a message again and we'll check it out. So anyways, appreciate you guys. Make sure you check out our website, moneyripples.com as well for more good information. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. You know, the website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy up people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. So today, guys, I want to talk about something about how can we invest when you have very little to invest? Because every once in a while, I get people that will message me, like I mentioned before, and they'll say, okay, Chris, I don't have a lot, right? And when I say a little to invest, I mean, maybe you've got less than $10,000 or $20,000, right? You maybe don't have a ton. And I want to specifically talk to those of you that say, Chris, I'm kind of early in the path. I'm not ready for you yet to do this kind of stuff, but I'm trying to figure out how to get there, right? And maybe you are ready. I don't know. But in any case, like maybe you're just like, I'm not ready to do any big investments. I couldn't really do a real estate deal or anything like that. Maybe you could do like, you know, AHP, like we've advertised on the show, right? Where you could do a minimum of $100, and that's an option. But there's some first things I want you to consider before you try to do an investment like that. So first thing you want you to understand, because again, you all have your own individual situations, is what caused this in the first place? What has caused you to not have any money to invest in the first place? Now, there could be various reasons, right? One, you could be younger. You could be in your 20s, just starting out. You're just trying to get on your feet. You know, two, maybe you've focused all your money on paying off debt versus saving for investing or anything of that nature. Three, maybe you were like me, you know, back to the recession where you had a lot of money and then it ate it all up. And you basically went from, like, in my case, I went from millionaire to upside down millionaire, you know, where I was over $1 million in debt. And so you probably didn't have a lot of cash to work with as a result. Maybe you kind of had that reset button hit on you in the recent past. But there could be other things too. You know, it might be this is why it's so important to understand what caused this, because if we don't address the cause of what created this in the first place, right? Well, then it's very likely this will happen again, or it will continue to happen, and you'll never have enough money to invest. So again, the first thing is what caused this. You know, I mentioned this book before. You know, I mentioned the book Richest Man in Babylon, right? A lot of the reason why people don't have money is because, one, they don't pay themselves first. So I'm going to ask you this. Are you paying yourself first? Are you actually taking a little bit? Even if you're paycheck to paycheck, are you at least taking $5 a month or $5 a week or $20 or $50 or $100 and automatically doing it, like putting that money away? And I would suggest doing like what my wife had us do, you know, rather than just trying to put it away as money comes in, which is good. You can do that. But even better is having something automated that makes it come out without you even thinking about it. Because the truth is because of Parkinson's law is kind of like the law of the vacuum, right? And whenever you have a rise of income or a reduction of expenses, or you have more time or anything else, you get a more of something, you tend to use it all up and you're right back to where you were. If it's time, you know, you free up some time because maybe you're not doing some activity anymore. But within a few months, you feel like you're just as busy as you were previously, right? Or maybe it's with money. Maybe you paid off a loan and you're like, cool, I've got an extra $100 a month or a few $100 a month. And then next thing you know, you're like, where'd that money go? It feels the same. That's what I mean. And so I just start doing this automatically, you know, and it could just be, like I said, $5, $10, $20 a month minimum, you know, if you're just starting out. Do that. Start there. You'll start to realize you can afford it. Now, your goal is you eventually want to be saving at least 10% of your income to pay yourself. That is key. If you can do that. Now, you may not be there yet. And some of you might already be doing that. And you're well beyond this step. And that's great, right? But for those of you that aren't here yet, that's the way you want to work up to, is start doing that first. You know, secondly, making sure that you are tracking your income and your expenses. Make sure you're using tools like Mint, or maybe you're using like a spreadsheet or something, or QuickBooks or whatever it might be, to ensure that you're tracking your money. Do that. Make sure those things are happening. And then third is, as you start to do that, then start to build up your savings. Now, personally, I like to do, I like to promote 10% donation to charity, right? I do 10% to my church or to other charities. I really do more than 10%, I guess, technically. I do that at least 10%. Then we do 10% to ourselves, pay for ourselves. And then even if you can, another 10% or more anywhere else that can be invested or whatever. Now, granted, here's the thing. Now, when you're paying yourself this 10%, especially when it's early in the stages, most likely you're just trying to build up an emergency fund. You're just trying to get up to that 6 month of expenses. So if your expenses are $5,000 a month, we want at least $30,000 saved up. Listen, this money is sacred. The problem is, I get a lot of people have this, what I call a rubber band effect, where they get a little extra cash and they'll either spend it or they'll use it to pay on loans or whatever it might be. And especially if they pay off debt with it. The problem is that when they pay on loans, the next thing that happens is that they need that money again. And then now they're back into this situation. So sometimes they might say, cool, I paid off that low interest car loan. Oh, shoot, I don't have any cash. All right, charge up the high interest credit card now, right? It doesn't make sense. So I really recommend people to, you know, start to build up that cash reserves, that emergency reserves. Now, this is the test. You might be like, Chris, I hear all these cool investment ideas. I want to invest now, right now. Patience, grasshopper, okay? You know, this is the thing, is that you do not want to do that right now. The fastest way to getting to the point where you can invest is by doing in this specific order. Make sure that, one, you are building up that emergency reserves. You're building that and you're starting to save. You might be starting with $5 or $20 a month. Perfect. Do that. Maybe you're doing several $1,000s a month. Do that too, but build that up. Now, the cool thing is, like with strategies I teach you guys, like with infinite banking, using life insurance and things like that, if you're worried about money sitting there doing nothing, what I do is it's the same thing I promote a lot of my clients doing, is, hey, if you're building up that 6 month reserve or whatever, 2/3 of that reserve could be stored inside your life insurance that you can just access later. That's tax-free money growing. It's growing tax-free and much better return than sitting in your bank anyways. Now, you might start off with the bank, but eventually you might say, all right, this is starting to build up a little bit. Let's move some of this money into like the life insurance, get a much better return. You know, like my wife, for example, she wants at minimum $120,000 sitting in cash that we do not touch. It's for only emergencies. It's for that peace of mind and that security for her. Well, of course, I don't want $120,000 sitting in a bank account earning 0.1%, right? You know, as much as I'd love to make $120 a year off $120,000, that's not what I think is sexy. But if I can say, well, I can move some of that into online savings, maybe earn more like at 1.75%. And if you're on my email list, if you've downloaded my ebook on moneyripples.com, you probably get some of my emails where I have cool links to getting some of these things set up. And so if you haven't done that, I recommend that now. But yeah, like, so I'll put some of that money. So I'll keep some in the local bank that we can access, some in online savings so it can earn you know, maybe 1.75% or something like that. You know, currently, I know the rates are kind of going down, so it might be at 1 or 1.5% again soon. Who knows? But that's where it is currently with the account I'm using. And then the rest I keep in my life insurance that, you know, makes me, you know, easily net 4 to 5% a year on that cash that's in there. And that's tax-free. So that's even better than my 1.75% savings account that's I have to pay tax on, right? So that's kind of what we do to split that up. So that's one thing you can do that it's not investing, but it is saving, and it's saving with intention, and it's saving with power, you know, because now you're getting some leverage. Then as you do that, now we start looking at where do we invest it. And once you get those reserves in place, then we start looking at places to create some money. Now we might be doing this too. Like, now some people will say, all right, Chris, like maybe I'm not ready for investing, but I do have loans that I want to pay off, but I also need savings. What do I do? Do I put all the savings right now? Do I use it to, you know, do I split it? The answer is any of the above. It could be any of the above. The determination is if you have zero savings right now, that is your main priority. Like, bar none, do not make extra payments on your loans right now. Just get that money in savings, build that up, get the habit going, especially if you haven't done it. Now, if you have got a decent amount of savings going, cool. Maybe we could flip back. Maybe you still put some towards savings. You still have the habit of doing something there, even if it's a smaller amount. And then the majority you can have going towards paying off certain loans. Again, I'd have you reference back to, you know, episode number, I believe it was 335. Yeah, 335, best way to pay off your debt. Use that formula that I use, that cash flow index that I created about 12 years ago. Use that one to help you figure out what might be the best route to go on, which loans pay off or which ones not to pay off or put any extra towards. So again, it's always case by case. Some of my favorite clients, by the way, are actually the ones that are, maybe they don't have a lot of money to invest or very little, but they've got some assets, maybe equity trapped in their home, and they've got a lot of loans and debts. If you've got a lot of loans and debts and it's kind of complex, you might want to reach out to me and see what we could do there, because that might be some of the best returning investments you can have that will get you to the point where you can then start to save and invest even. So that's what I'd say right there. Start there. You know, address that first, save the money, protect it, grow it. And then as you start to do it, now we can start worrying about where do we go and invest to start generating some passive income. You know, but again, everything has to be in place. The foundation has to be set. You have to build the foundation of the house first. You can't just throw up a wall or a roof and expect it to stand up because it will just topple over. You've got to have the foundation in place. But once that's in place or getting into place, now we can start having some fun, right? Now we can start doing some cool things with investing. So anyways, guys, like, that's my advice for you guys right now. And like I said, there are options out there to invest that are better. And there's ways to make money that maybe require no money at all. You know, we've talked about different aspects on the show, things like where you can leverage credit cards, you know, things like that. Like, you have paid off credit cards. Could you leverage that by helping other people improve their credit? You know, there's lots of things you can do. There could be things if you have a business or side business, because you generate more income there. So many times I get clients where the best investment they have, they actually don't, it's not outside of what they're already doing. It's actually stuff they're already doing, but just doing it better or more intentionally. So that's the exciting stuff, is when I see like a client's making like $50,000 a month because they invested back in their business after about a year or so, when they were making maybe $10,000 before. Hey guys, there's no investment that you could put very little to no money into to have it keep growing like that without a lot of time and energy and focus, right? So anyways, that's the kind of thing I think is just awesome. So just know there are so many different ways to build your foundation, so many different ways. And even though, hey, we want things to move quickly, it's got to be done in the right order. When you do it in wisdom and order, if you're a wise steward of the resources you have, it'll be like magic. It seems like more resources show up. When you start to do the right things and you do it in the right order, watch what will happen. When you start to save money away and put it away, which is really a acknowledgement of faith in abundance and principles, right? When you start to do that, you'll notice that money will start to come in more easily. You'll start to catch little visions of opportunities that pop up. And then things get exciting. Things get awesome. And they can go very, very quickly. Guys, I'm living proof of this. And I know I was never perfect at it. And you don't have to be either. But the question is, will you do it? Just start by doing this now. Little baby steps towards the right direction. And you'll see that trajectory will get you much, much farther, faster. So Guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous day, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.